Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. This is Molly McCord, and in this podcast, we gather every week to talk about the astrology and energies of right now. And here we are on 2018, the middle of July, and we're moving through a big month, a big energy change within us, without us, around the world. It's just, we're feeling it, right? And I know I've been feeling it since last Saturday, and I'm feeling it even more as we moved closer to the exact point of the solar eclipse, which is always a new moon, and it's at 20 degrees of Cancer. We're going to talk about that eclipse here in today's show, and we're going to talk about some other big energies that are happening. I'd like to welcome and say hello to all of you who are listening for the first time. Thank you for joining me. This podcast has been live since 2012, and I hope that you resonate with it and just pick up some good information for your journey and your path wherever you are right now, because we have a lot going on that is supporting our forward movement, and it's not always comfortable. It isn't. You know, we know it at a spiritual level, at an energetic level. We feel it. We can, you know, mentally wrap our minds around it. But what we're looking at, or what we're experiencing right here, is looking at ourselves and the world as it continues to transform all around us, but also within us. So please stay open to the transformation. Please stay open to how you are expanding from the heart. And that's because Cancer energy is about what we feel into, where we find deeper emotional meaning, where we go to feel connected and safe. It's about how we connect emotionally with other people, but also to ourselves and to the world. And it's about, this eclipse particularly is about heart openings, heart expansion. And if we can each do that, if we can each just find a few more places in ourselves, perhaps just a few more inches to love bigger, where you can accept more, and that includes yourself. You can have compassion for yourself. You can say, you know, I wasn't perfect in this situation, but I accept who I was, and I'm willing to learn from it. Or I understand that this really hurts, because Cancer feels things deeply. Something hurt. It hurt my heart. It hurt my mind. It hurt my feelings. It hurt my body. You know, whatever it hurt, I'm going to be okay. I can heal from this. I'm going to get stronger from this. And it's the energy that keeps on going. And you think about the physical heart. How many times per minute in your body, and how the heart keeps going when it's listened to, when it's cared for, when it's nurtured. So we're really encouraged right now to do this self-care, so that we can then be more aware of how to care for others and how we can care for the world, the planet, from a more loving place. This is an activation of feminine energies. And it's an activation of mother energies. And so you could feel or connect with Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, any of these supreme mothering energies that are unconditional love, that are all about the love. And we can do this in a way that keeps it open, where yes, you need filters. You need to have boundaries. You know, you need requirements, if you will, of the energies, so that you don't think, oh, I'm just susceptible to everything, that you're just taking it all in. What you're doing is understanding that you are in charge of your own energy field and what is right, and that you're expanding based on that energy. Because I'm getting the image of, you know, a beautiful heart that is an umbrella, if you will. And so there's energies that are close to your heart, and then they're below your heart, if you will. Their vibrations are different, or their vibrations are lower. And so those are the energies that you can, you know, hold the space for them like an umbrella does, but you don't have to intimately connect with them. You don't have to take them on or accommodate them. So we're going through a big period of heart expansion, of heart opening, of the understanding that our hearts are here to guide the way, to guide us forward, and to at least bring messages that are meaningful. Because our lives are busy, and we're all online, and we're looking at our phones, and our minds are busy, and, you know, we go energetically to so many different places. So with this eclipse, if you can call back your energy and take some deep breaths and just go to that place within you that is safe, protected, beautifully cared for, and I feel like hone in on that, like just be in that energy, just be in that space. You're going to feel that you can handle anything. It's a reminder of the strength of the heart. And it's intentional, and I'm feeling like some of you, this is brand new. This, I never thought of this. I never realized I could do this. And so for you, this could be a time of energetically creating a visualized space that is a deep well of love for yourself, that's accepting of who you are, and it encompasses all of your energy. So that energy just feels so strong right now for a number of reasons. You know, we have the planets that are retrograde, that are requiring us to be internal more, that are requiring us to go within, to listen, to slow down, to hear the information, to hear the answers, that are also inviting us to go in just to be in ourselves. So don't always be in the world or on your phone or online or anywhere else. Like, be in your own presence and connect from there. Connect to who you are from there. And you'll probably feel that there is the urge, something pulls you out of that space, something, you know, takes you out of that. I just feel as a pillow, like a really soft, lovely pillow with the best, you know, feathers or down or whatever feels right for you, whatever brings the most comfort. But it's that energy of a pillow, that safe place to land, and then, you know, the world will bring you away from that pillow. The world will call you back out to your responsibilities and duties. But we're meant to take care of ourselves in the best possible way right now, because that's how you refuel. And you can sustain yourself energetically and emotionally when you just take that pause, right? And you just allow yourself to relax. And I feel it too, as just allowing tension to relax, whether that's in your belly, stomach, lungs. These are places that we can hold tension and not always be aware of it. So it's a softening energy. It is a time of softening as you can do so, as you can honor it in yourself. So the energy for the new moon solar eclipse is actually building, and I'm looking here at my planets, and the moon literally just went into Cancer as I started speaking right before this show went live. So we now have the moon in Cancer that's building up to 20 degrees, where the sun and the moon are going to hug and embrace in the same degree. And at that time, they're also going to be opposed by Pluto at 20 degrees of Capricorn. And Pluto is well, he's many things. And he is the power of ourselves showing up through outside sources. It's a mirror with this opposition. The opposition between the sun and the moon and Pluto. I've talked about it in multiple shows. I've talked about it in many videos on YouTube. And it is a power struggle. And you can feel it in your world. You can feel it in wherever this energy shows up in your chart at 20 degrees of Cancer and 20 degrees of Capricorn. And what it does is the best use of an opposition is balance. Is balance. Where the sun and the moon in Cancer, you want you to sit on your pillow and be comfortable, and then Pluto in Capricorn reminds you you have obligations and duties in the world and you can't just tune out and disappear. So the best use of an opposition is balance. So with this solar eclipse, we're coming into a new place of balance that's actually guided by the soul's evolution, because that is what Pluto is about energetically. It is how we're evolving collectively, how we're evolving power, how we're evolving through fears, how we're evolving through unconsciousness to reach higher levels of consciousness. Well, you got to dig in and see what's under the surface to really get to what needs to evolve. So something in our worlds, individually and collectively, are reflecting back to us power dynamics, where you've given away your power, where you need to call it back in, where something is out of balance within yourself, within your life, within your relationships, within the world. So if you can focus on the balance, because you know, Pluto in Capricorn is needed. I mean, every planet and astrological sign is needed for something. It has an intention and a motivation. It has a higher expression and a lower expression. And the Pluto in Capricorn higher expression is self-mastery, the work and the time and the effort we put into doing the work for self-mastery, to understand the authority that you have, to embrace that, to own it, and to understand that we have to do things on our own at times. You know, Capricorn is not afraid to climb the mountain by itself. And so we're each being challenged by that. It's a challenge. There's no doubt about it, because there's parts of it that you have never experienced before in your life, or in other lifetimes. But we're here because we have support for this work. And so, yes, we have to tend to our human stuff and chill out on our pillows and take time to feel, because we are feeling beings. Our energies need to emote and express and you know, let go of those feelings, whether that's through tears or self-expression or healing work. We need to let it go. And this is a time of looking at where you're evolving away from parts of yourself that maybe have become stale, in that they don't truly match who you're becoming or who you are now. Because Cancer energy is about the past, typically. It can hold on to the past or be focused on the past and who you were, people you knew back then, childhood stuff, inner child, your first experience of your mother, your overall emotional experience with your mother, if you felt that your emotions were heard and taken care of. If not, then you shut down and you tried to keep yourself safe so that you wouldn't be vulnerable or susceptible to anything bad happening to you. So all the Cancer energies, themes of the Cancer energies. So we're each being guided to bring them to the light of self. And then that, I'm going to call him gnarly, that gnarly Pluto in Capricorn, he takes no prisoners. And he gives you the stink eye and says, are you really going to carry that with you? Because he wants you to be more. Pluto wants you to continue to transform so that you can be more that resonates with who you truly are. And so it's not personal. It's not subjective. But it feels that way. Because with the when the sun's in Cancer, we all feel more emotional and more tender and prickly, maybe a little prickly, reactionary, because you're wondering, wait, was that a dig, or did they say that, or what do they mean by that? You go into that energy field. But what we're learning is how it's okay to feel something, and then you need to put it in the river and let it go. Or you need to put it in the bathtub or put it in the shower. You give it to a water source energetically, since Cancer is water, and you let it go. So there's a cleansing energy here, a cleansing. And that could be a good key word, as well as the balance of these two energies that are happening here. It's actually more than two energies, because the moon is opposing Pluto and the sun is opposing Pluto. So they're both having a conversation with Pluto, but the sun and the moon are on the same team, right? Because they're both huddled up together in Cancer. So this eclipse is quite interesting, because it's a new moon solar eclipse at 20 degrees. And as I was doing research about this lunation, well, typically eclipse cycles, they happen every 9 years or so, and they happen at the same points, around the same points. And so then I was doing the research and saw that, okay, back in July 2010 is when we had a solar eclipse at about the same degree point in Cancer. It was technically, I believe, 21 degrees. And then you go back another, it was actually back to the year 2000, when we had a total lunar eclipse at 24 degrees of Cancer. So the cycles of the eclipses and when exactly the exact degree point matches up, they change, because we do get new eclipses. That means that the eclipse cycle hasn't hit that exact degree point before. So what we're dealing with here is we're looking at the cycles of these eclipses in Cancer, and it's important because we're moving into a whole new eclipse cycle in 2019 with Capricorn and Cancer eclipses. So we're really moving into this next energy that needs to be reinvigorated in your chart. Reinvigorated. So the eclipses aren't always the exact same point in a chart, but they stimulate similar places in your chart. So I want to help give you more information on that, because in one of my YouTube videos I did talk about that. We have eclipses and cycles, and this one is a little bit out of cycle because it happened in 2010 and then again in 2000. And we're going to have more in 2019. So if you wanted to put together some pieces in this eclipse, think back to what was happening in your life in July of 2010, and that's when we had the last big solar eclipse at 21 degrees of Cancer. And I was thinking about that in my own world. This eclipse is in my seventh house, and back in July 2010 is when I had a conversation with my then-boyfriend about moving in together. So how's that for Cancer in the seventh house, the relationships where you live together? Well, good news, he's now my husband, so that was the right thing to do. But that was the turning point in our relationship. So eclipses bring turning points. They bring forward movement, and it's in the area of your chart where it's showing up. So you might find a similar theme back in July 2010 for what's happening for you right now, this month, with this eclipse. This one's more powerful because of that opposition to Pluto. Now, we also have this awesome thumbs-up grand trine in Earth going on, which is stabilizing and bringing in what we need for support, clarity, and decisions. This grand trine in Earth, it has Saturn at 4 degrees Capricorn retrograde, Uranus at 2 degrees Taurus, and Venus, who is now in Virgo, and she'll be at 2 degrees for the eclipse. The energy of the Earth Grand Trine, this is actually one of cutting things out, cutting out the fat, because Venus in Virgo minimizes things. She makes it smaller. Saturn in Capricorn says, no, we're not going to do that. No, I don't want that. You can't take that on. It's too much. You know, he gets rid of things. And then the energy of Uranus in Taurus breaks things up. So it's not meant to minimize as in things disappear. It's meant to help you get clear about the resources you need, the support you need, what's really true for you, what should stay, and what's just clutter. So it's meant to bring in clarity. It's meant to show you, okay, this is where I'm really going to put my time and my energy and my money and my resources, and everything else that doesn't fit in with that objective can probably go. So that Earth Grand Trine helps with looking at the practicalities of what you really need and what you don't need and what you don't need. So that's part of this transformation. You can go through your closet, or you go through your cupboards, or you just realize, I have too much on my plate. And, you know, this is a summer where there's a lot of saying, I can't do it all. I can't do it all. So I hope that this is supportive of you, of what matters, of where your energy needs to go, of what will support you. Now, the Venus in Virgo, she just got into Virgo in the past 24 hours or so. I believe it was actually later on July 9th. And the Venus in Virgo energy, I always think of it as the Martha Stewart archetype, because she can be crafty with her hands, and she can be baking and measuring and organizing, and she loves the details, and she'll tell you, you know, the best gardening implements. She likes the minutiae, and she likes to organize, put something into a process, put it into its place. Venus in Virgo is Martha Stewart, our inner Martha Stewart's showing us what we can improve and what we need to eliminate. Venus in Virgo has great discernment. She says, no. She often says no, or she says, that's not good enough, or I know, let's try this instead. She has ideas about how things can be best implemented and how to make efficient decisions. So we all get this sense of, okay, again, what do I need to get rid of or organize? What needs to be improved? Do I have too much stuff here? You know, you could look at your jewelry and need to organize your jewelry, right? Or you could look at one corner of your kitchen and say, this needs to be tackled and taken care of. It's those kinds of smaller projects that the Venus and Virgo energy likes to put her energy towards. Now, this can also be, this is the creative energy where you want to do something that's perhaps relaxing, or, you know, just helps you feel at peace. Virgo is associated with mindfulness. And so whatever you can do daily that gives you that sense of mindfulness and presence, and how can I take care of my inner world? She's also a yogi. So I want to give you some archetypes here, some ways to think about this energy so that you can recognize it and how it's showing up for you. The Venus in Virgo, she is one of the planets that's going to be moving forward all summer. She doesn't have a retrograde until October, and she'll have a retrograde in Scorpio at 10 degrees of Scorpio, and then she'll retrograde back into Libra for a few weeks. So I'll talk about that when we get there. But Virgo's a happy planet right now, and she's just working away and doing her thing and, you know, really trying to be productive and useful and efficient. So honor those parts of yourself, because I think that with all the retrograde energies, going to Venus is where you find your pleasure and your satisfaction and your joy. And she's the feminine energy that really wants to have that expression. And again, in Virgo, she wants to, you know, get put to work. Could be where you go to the craft store and you're like, I'm just looking for a project to do this summer. I just want something to focus on that is easy and enjoyable. So we all have an activation here of our inner Martha Stewart to create something, or at least to have something to improve in our lives or in our world. I want to also touch again on the visualization from 2 days ago in Monday's episode, where we visualized that Merkaba around the globe. And you're welcome to listen to that episode on Monday if you perhaps missed it or haven't had a chance to listen yet. But the idea was to see how beautiful our planet is and how it's energetically taken care of right now with our own energy. And ever since doing that visualization, I've had reminders of it pop in over the past few days, where I just will send light to it or remember that visual or remember that image, because our planet needs a lot of support as it moves through big transformations. And these are the kinds of transformations that we are not going to expect or necessarily see coming. And that's because of the next eclipse, the end of this month on July 27th, that is so dynamic and such a powerhouse, because it has the moon and Mars conjunct the south node, squaring Uranus. I mean, it's just a biggie. So we're going to be building up to that energy. But in the meantime, the more that we give intentional energy to the beauty and safety of the planet, and how we can continue to trust the transformation process, and know that humanity is evolving quite rapidly right now. We really truly are. And it can be painful, yes, uncomfortable, yes. There's things that, you know, can be really upsetting. But you again have to return to where you can go to remember the light within you, And that's part of this pillow energy that we started talking about, is like, if you just go to that soft space to land, to take care of yourself, it will make a difference in your energy. You will feel a shift. And then what will happen is when we start moving into Leo energy, when the sun goes into Leo, well, it really strengthens our solar plexus, and it strengthens up some places that maybe, you know, you felt too emotional or too vulnerable, or you weren't sure about something. Well, the Leo energy is quite strong, and it's proud, and it can handle things. It can handle life. Just ask Leos. Leos can handle life because they have like this hardiness, this strength to them. And both of these energies, you know, between the Cancer energy and the Leo energy, we activate more of our ability to trust in ourselves. Each astrological sign is very different from the one before it and the one after it. And so there's this progression. It's a progression of energies, where in Cancer, we tune into our heart. We listen to ourselves. We have to get to those emotional messengers that want to be heard. We remember that we are here to feel, and that it's okay to have feelings, no matter how hard the world is. It's okay to have feelings. And then we move into Leo, where you're like, yes, it's okay to have feelings, and I feel strong in who I am because of those feelings, because of those soft spots, because I know that I can take care of myself and that I can continue to trust who I am. So when you start to make connections between the astrological energies and how they progress and build, then you can see how things support you even more. And you can work with, of course, the timing of it all. So we're only at 20 degrees of Cancer. The sun moves 1 degree a day. So we have 10 days left. Well, it's actually 9 days left. I'm saying 10 days because as I'm speaking, the sun is at 19 degrees. So the sun will enter Leo on July 22nd. July 22nd this year. So let's look at how we have multiple retrograde planets, but we just had Jupiter station direct at 13 degrees of Scorpio. Now, Jupiter has been retrograde for 4 months, and he is going to be moving direct until next April. Okay, so this is good to know. Because Jupiter is the biggest planet, and it is all about the expansion, what we're learning, what we're understanding, what you've discovered. And when Jupiter was retrograde in Scorpio, we all went into our own personal caves, and we all were looking at our fears of something. And that can depend on where this Scorpio energy is in your natal chart. So this is meant to show you the programming, the unconscious programming that was deeper in your psyche. And those show up as our fears. And those fears can be anything from self-sabotage to a fear of failure, fear of success, fear of not having something, you know, a fear of not having money or not being in a relationship, whatever that fear might be, it could be all of those fears and more. But what the Jupiter energy does now that it stations direct is it helps you find more of the ways to grow because of your realization of yourself. Scorpio is one of these energies that has, it's one of the harder astrological signs to describe because it's many things. I mean, every astrological sign is many things, but at the root of Scorpio energy, you're going into emotions and fears that are most likely from other people, other dimensions, other lifetimes that your soul has taken on, has imprinted. In one of my books, The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, it has 7 short stories, 7 different lifetimes, followed by different spiritual teachings in each chapter. And it's meant to be a deep dive into some of the fears that we have and how we carry and express these fears that are from other lifetimes and what the story is of these fears. This is the same kind of work that happens through, say, NLP, regression therapy, Akashic records, you know, past life journeying. There's so many ways this stuff can come up. But in this book, my intention was to write about past lives and how to heal the energies and what the soul was learning, because that's typically how we learn is, you know, we have to have a real experience to make it real, and then we say, oh, yeah, that's what this is about. So this book has these 7 short stories that are all about past lives and what those energies are, and it's really a very in one sense, it's a very Scorpio-level experience of all these different experiences you could have in a lifetime. And for those of you who are new to me, I've written 10 books, and I think this one is one of my favorites, The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, because of how the characters in the book came to me to tell their story and how I recognize them as part of me, you know, part of my own soul's experiences, but I believe they are very relatable to many people, whether it's healing anger, healing peace and forgiveness, healing shadow energies, you know, healing fears. Like, there's all this stuff involved. And this is the Scorpio energy that we're healing, and Jupiter is helping us. Okay, so it's a really good time to do any of this deeper level work while Jupiter is still in Scorpio. You're supported in doing this work easier, faster, more quickly even, because of Jupiter's buoyant energy. It's sense of, you know, you can do this. It's the cheerleader. It's the one who gives you the support, the one who gives you some shortcuts. We'll take it, right? Take those shortcuts where you can get them, because we don't always get them. But with Jupiter here, Jupiter makes it easier. Jupiter brings in justice at a soul level. Okay, so just sit in that. Justice at a soul level. That right there could be exactly what you need. Just that sense of, okay, I get it. This is why, or this is what's happening, or this is what's going on. Jupiter is going to be in Scorpio until November 8th. November 8th. So from now until November, we are going to feel that there is parts of us ready to transform and to purge and to let go at a very deep level, to do so with a really true, I feel it's like a divine intention of healing. It's very powerful healing energy. Wherever this is happening for you, it's where you're being healed deeply. And we've been talking about how Jupiter in Scorpio is trining Neptune in Pisces, the higher self, the spiritual understanding, the new sense of compassion and unconditional love. So these energies are really helping with a deep transformation. And that doesn't mean it's always easy, but it's going to feel easier and faster because of the support and because Jupiter is now direct. So that is a wonderful thing, considering all the planets that are retrograde. Saturn Capricorn retrograde, Pluto in Capricorn retrograde, Mars in Aquarius retrograde, Neptune in Pisces retrograde, Chiron in Aries retrograde, and we have coming up here Uranus stations retrograde at 2 degrees of Taurus. That will be August 7th. And then our buddy Mercury, he stations retrograde July 26th at 23 degrees of Leo. So there's a slowdown in all these areas of life. And what you might want to do is continue to, I'm going to say, retract, reconsider, reprioritize your July and August plans, and to do less. It's a do less type of energy, because you're going to get the sense that there's more to do internally, or that your energy is drawn internally. With the retrograde energies, we can be distracted by our inner world and what's happening in our heads. And we can get that sense of, well, I don't have the energy to do everything right now, especially with Mars retrograde, because he is our physical self. He is our ability to move ahead in the world, to go after what we want, to follow a desire. And as he is retrograde in Aquarius, that it's like it can take a little bit more to get going. And you could sit on something or sit with something before you move ahead with it. Mars is very much a go-getter. You know, he is a warrior. He is the one who activates and moves things ahead. And, you know, we say, I want this. And in Aquarius is usually very clear about a vision or what they want, an ideal, something that is best for everyone, so to speak. That's the higher expression of Aquarius. And so the image I've had of the Mars retrograde in Aquarius is, you know, when you go to a concert and there's the audience on the floor and people are dancing and jamming along and having a good time and maybe taking pictures or, you know, whatever, you know, just people enjoying the concert. And then there's that one guy who's standing there and he's just, you know, bobbing his head and just kind of looking around. And he's liking it. He's feeling the groove. He likes the show. But he's not doing anything. He's just looking around, taking it all in. That's Mars in Aquarius. He's that guy. He's that guy at the concert who's just, okay, I'm here. I'm with people. I'm just going to watch what happens. I'm just going to watch the people. I'm just going to take this in, and I'm going to participate. I mean, I'm here. I bought the ticket. But he isn't actively doing something. Okay, it's that kind of energy where you could even feel it as a stall out where you're like, I can't do a darn thing right now, or I don't want to do anything right now. So it'll be different for you depending on how the Mars and Aquarius energy shows up for you. But it's understanding that it is a time of slowing down and not rushing, and to honor that and to be okay with that in yourself as much as possible, because you could find that if you do force something or you do too much, you know, during the retrogrades, then we have to come back and we do it again. So if you do something, ask yourself, well, am I okay redoing this later? You know, am I wanting to do that? So again, being intentional is very key. In Monday's show, we talked about the astrology of the Thai cave rescue, and I don't know about you, but I was just so elated that this was a happy ending, an amazing development when there were so many seemingly impossible things about it. And even the professionals, you know, who were there were amazed. And I was watching on television as grown men were choked up about the success of this endeavor. And the energy of this, my friends, is that it is a heart-opening energy. The world opened its heart, and it opened up the hearts of masculine energies. The fact that it was a boys' team and the coach, I mean, there's a lot of masculine energy present. And I feel that it literally was this amazing symbolic event of even when you feel so alone in the dark, there are ways that you'll be drawn out into the light and that you will be able to experience success no matter how long you feel you've been in the dark. And how long you have felt lost or you couldn't see. The coach of this team was in a Buddhist monastery for 10 years. He was a Buddhist monk for 10 years, and he taught the boys to meditate. And when the British divers found them, they were all meditating. No one was crying. No one was yelling. They were just calm. So there's many beautiful parts of this story that I hope we can remember and use, especially being a successful outcome, and to remember that even when it does feel hard or dark, again, when you quiet yourself and you go to your pillow and you go to that soft place to land and you connect, you're connecting with your own divinity. You're connecting with your own soul, and that's where everything is light-filled and peaceful and beautiful. So I hope that gives you some good grounding messages for this very powerful week and all the energies that are happening and going on right now. Please take care of yourself. Please take care of other people. Please calm down yourself and just feel like you are that guy at the concert who's enjoying the show, who's enjoying the experience, and you're just remaining mindful of what is best for you right now. Thank you for joining me. You can find more about me on my websites at ConsciousCoolChic.com or Conscious Intuitive Astrology. Of course, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So thank you, friends, for joining me, and I will see you back on Monday for the other show that I'm now offering you. And in the meantime, be very aware of yourself as we go through this energy of July. We're in it, and I'm grateful, so very grateful that you are here with me and we're connecting. So I'll see you back here soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.